hits just keep on coming. Man, I'm tired of being right.
Let me out of this thing.
Well, here we are again. It's time for...
quote and unquote.
What's he talking about?
This is not to make fun of anyone. This is to make fun of everyone.
This is a reminder to all of humanity. We're all human.
Scene one, Apple, take one.
I bet he's no Wheaties.
Quote and unquote.
Yes, it's that time once again. That opportunity for all of us to be enriched by the wise sayings from the lips of others. Or not. You decide. This month we start off with a saying from Brooke Shields, who reminded us,
quote,
smoking kills. If you're killed, you've lost a very important part of your life.
Unquote.
Bill Gates adds this brilliant observation for our knowledge base.
Quote,
wherever I have gone in this country, I have found Americans.
Unquote.
Moving on into the world of sports, Ron Fairley, the San Francisco Giants broadcaster, said this about pitcher Bruce Sutter.
Quote,
Bruce has been around a while, and he's pretty old. He's 35 years old. That'll give you some idea of how old he is.
Unquote.
No, Ron, I think I get it. He's 35.
10-4, that's enough for enough.
Baseball player Pedro Guerrero had this complaint about news reporters.
Quote,
sometimes they write what I say and not what I mean.
Unquote.
And former Phillies manager Danny Ozark once said,
quote,
half of this game is 90% mental.
Unquote.
Moving into the archives from politics and government, we recall Dan Quayle's sobering reminder concerning mental illness.
Quote,
the statistics on sanity are that one out of every four Americans is suffering from some sort of mental illness. Think of three of your best friends. If they're okay, then it's you.
Unquote.
From Australia, Keppel Enderberry educates us.
Quote,
traditionally, most of Australia's imports come from overseas.
Unquote.
And David Miller, a spokesman for the United States Department of Energy, said this about protecting yourself from nuclear radiation.
Quote,
all you have to do is go down to the bottom of your swimming pool and hold your breath.
Unquote.
How did I get into this mess?
And from a Soviet infantry manual issued in the 1930s, we get this wisdom.
Quote,
do not touch anything unnecessarily. Be aware of pretty girls in dance halls and parks who may be spies, as well as bicycles, revolvers, uniforms, arms, dead horses, men lying on the roads. They are not there accidentally.
Unquote.
And to round out these global tidbits of wisdom, we turn to the once French ambassador to New Zealand, Jacques Leblanc, who had this to say regarding press coverage of France's nuclear weapons tests in the Pacific.
Quote,
I do not like this word bomb. It is not a bomb. It's a device that is exploding.
Unquote.
Leave it to the French to define honesty and integrity.
Hello? Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Abracadabra.
Well, that's it for now from...
quote, unquote.
This is the city, Jerusalem. It's righteous. A lot of people live here, a lot of people die here. But when they die here and live, that's where I come in. My name's Friday. Good Friday. I carry a badge.
The story you are about to hear is true. None of the names have been changed because only one was innocent.
It was Tuesday, April 10th, 9:05 a.m. My partner Frank Gannon and I were working day watch out of the station house when the boys from rent control brought in 43 rabbis and their BBDs for processing. Frank and I had just finished sweeping up the dust when the chief first told us about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We sprang into action. At 10:45, we began our lengthy investigation at the scene of the crime, the empty tomb. We figured for a stone that big to be rolled away, It had to be a conspiracy. As we were collecting clues, we spotted a couple of gardeners. We tried to question them, but they flew away. May 21st, 12:14 p.m. Frank and I had spent 6 weeks trying to find Jesus. After many close calls, we caught up to him in the hills just outside of Jerusalem. But before he could question him, he rose on a cloud into the heavens. Frank and I weren't discouraged, though. He said he'd be back. We decided to continue our investigation by questioning a previous suspect, Simon Peter.
Gee, Goody. That was really something, the way Jesus went up in the clouds like that.
Oh, come on, Frank. It was no big deal.
Oh, really? Well, how'd he do it?
Well, he's got, knock on the door, Frank, will you?
Well, you think he used ropes or something?
Well, I don't know. Maybe not ropes, but I'm sure they got a kind of a thing that
hello, officers. Long time no see.
Mm-hmm. Listen, what are folks calling you nowadays, huh?
Oh, Peter's fine.
Mm. Okay, listen, Peter, we're looking for Jesus again. Have you seen him?
Sure, just talking with him.
There you go, Frank. I told you that cloud thing was a hoax. Where is he, huh?
He's in my heart.
Where? In with the arteries and the capillaries?
No, I mean spiritually.
Well, listen, don't try to change the subject. We understand you and your friends have been spending a lot of time in an upper room. Is that true?
Yep.
The owner said he couldn't understand a word you guys said. What was it, a translator's convention?
Or maybe you were speaking in code, huh?
No, it was tongues of fire.
Did you guys send up for some spicy food or something?
No, you don't understand. This is a whole different thing.
Well, listen, let's stay on the subject, huh? Now, what were you doing up there anyway?
Waiting.
Waiting for what?
The baptism of the Holy Spirit.
What's that, a radio show, like Treasure of Sierra Madre?
Yeah, maybe the Shadow Knows.
No, officers, you don't understand. There's absolutely nothing make-believe about this.
Well, listen, stay on the subject now. We're not interested in this Holy Spirit. We're looking for Jesus.
They're both one.
No, wait a second. You trying to tell us that two or one?
No.
Good.
Yeah, that'd be ridiculous. Two or one.
Lost his marbles or something.
Everybody knows it's three.
Three or two? Two or three, right?
No. Three or one.
You into the new math?
Nope. New covenant.
Frank and I returned to the station. It was 12:45 when we arrived. Frank went out for coffee and donuts. I took over at the desk. Between phone calls, a local beggar came in to register a complaint.
Okay, so, Mr. DeMilo, now you say you saw both hands on the statue last night when you fed the cat, but this morning when you got up, they were missing, right? Okay, sir, this sounds like another case of vandalism. There's not a whole lot we can do about it now except check the local hawk shops and see what turns up. We'll let you know if we find anything. Yes, sir. Thank you.
You in charge here?
I'm watching the desk, sir. What's your problem?
What do you mean by that, buddy? You saying it looks like I got a problem?
No, sir, I didn't say that. Just most people come in here want to talk about something.
Well, I do, but it's not about me. It's Blind Alex.
Mm-hmm, I see. What'd he do?
Nothing. He didn't do nothing. That's just the point. He was just sitting there by the gate, beautiful. Business as usual, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Hawking pencils. Doing really good, too. You ought to see him go. He's always been one of the best, you know? He can turn two or three denarii before lunch. Mm-hmm. Talk a leopard right out of his spot.
Just the fact, sir.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Anyway, there's old Alex going about his own business when these two Jesus freaks walk up. Mm-hmm. Well, Al, he don't know who they are. Can't see and all being blind, you know?
Yes,
he goes on over to him and asks him for a couple of farthings. Well, sir, out of the blue, the one with the beard says, "In the name of Jesus, be healed." And just like that, Al's eyeballs almost pop out of their sockets.
Well, so what's the problem? Sounds like your friend got a break.
Got a break! Oh. Listen here, Domehead. Oh. How's Alex supposed to support his family? Oh. The man's 40 years old, blind since birth. He's been begging all of his life.
Easy.
What's he supposed to do now? Who's going to hire him? Would you give a man a job like that?
No way!
Ain't no one going to give him a job. He can't even go back to the gate and pretend everybody in town's talking about it.
Sir, I don't see what we can do about it. Now, it doesn't sound like they've broken any laws.
Well,
you know yourself, this isn't the first time that's happened.
Well, yeah, but look, can't you get him for interfering with a private businessman or practicing medicine without license?
No, sir. Technically, they're not even responsible. It sounds like Jesus is.
Oh, I see. So you're not going to do nothing, huh? No one ever thinks about the private businessman anymore.
Sir, there's nothing we can do about it. We don't handle religious matters here. Sir, calm down. If you like, we'll notify the Pharisees about it for you.
Pharisees, eh?
Yes, sir.
Well, I suppose that'll help.
Okay, listen, sir, my partner's out right now, but I promise as soon as he comes back, we'll drop by the temple and report it.
There ain't nobody over there today. They're all out at the rock festival.
Oh, we got a music group in town?
No!
Oh!
They're stoning some Christians. I better get over there, too. Double hitter!
After spending an hour in the infirmary, Frank and I went upstairs to check the file on stoning permits. The event in question was scheduled for 2:30. We had just enough time to hobble across town.
We're going to return and finish up with part two of Jerusalem Dragnet by Isaac Airfreight. But first, we're going to hear what Pastor Hank Niwola has to share with us in our road sign segment for this month.